Hello to all the kids in my practice. This podcast is for you guys. We're going to do a little energy healing together. Your parents can listen to it if they want to. So let's bring in the light. So I just want to make sure all of you guys are lit up and you're not starting to get heavy. Your energy bubbles aren't starting to get dull. You're not starting to feel sad or tired. I want to make sure that all of you really feel like a kid. You really feel happy. You really feel light. You really feel close to God and you feel close to the angels. Because school can be hard. Having brothers and sisters can be hard. Getting in trouble can be hard. Having so much homework or things to do can be really hard. So I want to make sure you still feel really happy and bright. So here we go. We ask the angels to move around you. We ask them to remove any pain in your body or any bad mood that you've had in your body. Any sadness or frustration you've had in your body. Now, we ask them to take this from you right now. And after they take this out of your body, we ask them to instead fill all of those spaces left with a bright, bright color. You can ask them right now for any color you want. You don't want to ask them for like black or brown or gray because that's what they just took out. So you want to ask them for something else, something bright. It can be soft. It can be bright. It can be sparkly. Any color you want. If you don't want to say it out loud, you can just say it in your mind. Because they can see the picture of the color that you're seeing. They can hear the vibration of your thoughts. They can sense the intention, meaning what you want. They can sense what you want and bring you that. And now I want you to imagine something funny. Imagine that the way they're going to put the color into your body is they're going to hand you these big, kind of like balls of colorful light. It's almost like snow. You can imagine like a snowball and it's sparkly and it's that color. And I want you to just eat it. It's like you're just going to swallow it or you're just going to let it dissolve into your mouth or into your body. And now I want you to imagine that they have a huge tray of these. And one by one, they're just going to hand you another one and another one and another one. And you can change the colors if you want. And every time they hand you one and you eat it, you get a little bit brighter and a little bit brighter. Until you look down at your hands and you realize they're glowing. And now imagine that you're in the dark and you're moving your fingers through the air and your fingers leave streaks of color behind them. And everywhere you move your hand, you leave a beautiful streak or five-finger streaks through the air. And now imagine your toes do the same thing. Wiggle your toes and move your feet. And imagine that sparks of light and color are coming out of your toes. And now I want you to imagine that you're in water and you move almost like a fish in the water. And as you move in the water, you spin and you turn and you look behind you and you're leaving big waves of the beautiful, colorful light behind you and around you. The reason I had you do this visualization is because really, that's what we look like energetically. When we bring God's light in by just saying, I ask the angels to bring me the light. What happens is our spirit, which fits inside of our body, really lights up. It really becomes brighter. And when we ask our angels to remove all the old energy of the worry or the frustration or the anger or the sadness, all the gray energy really does leave. And we really do become brighter. So when you're out in the world, you're at school or with your friends, and you look at someone with your eyes, sometimes people can see that light within you through your eyes. And usually people don't know what they're seeing. They don't realize they're seeing light that actually fills your whole body. They just think, that kid is so kind. Like, that kid's eyes sparkle. That kid has a light in their eyes. So we ask that your angels help you to remember your light no matter what happens in your day. No matter what makes you in a bad mood, we ask that your angels refresh your energy, brighten your light, and help you to get back to yourself again. We ask that people notice your light and that you're given lots of opportunities through the day to shine your light, to give your love everywhere you go to as many people as possible. So every day of your life, remember, you're really just made of light. Thanks for joining me. This is Ariel in the Healing Room. Love.